This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
We are talking to Jill this morning. Good morning, Jill.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So you went on a date with a guy named Howard, and let's talk about, first of all, how did you meet Howard?
So we met on Hinge, and it seemed like we had a lot in common. You know, we had a lot of similar interests. We had a lot of the same types of future plans, and that was really cool to me.
Tell us a little bit about the date.
We went out to dinner. He actually told me to choose my favorite restaurant, so I did.
Oh, that was nice.
It was really nice. And we met there, and we stayed for a few hours. We got a few drinks, and we had dinner, and I thought it went really well.
Was there anything about this date that you can think of that maybe that's why Howard is not in communication with you at all at this point?
I mean, no, we had a really good connection, at least I thought, during the whole date. And then at the end, when we were kind of talking about maybe doing something again, he said, I don't think we're the match that I originally thought we were. And I was like, okay, well, can you elaborate? Can you tell me why? And he never really gave me a reason. And we haven't talked since then.
Okay. Well, he's about to talk to you again because we have him on hold. We're going to put you on hold so you can hear our conversation with him. We're going to try to get to the bottom of it. Then we're going to conference you together. Maybe we can get you a second date. Maybe we can't. We don't promise anything, but we're going to try. Okay?
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Jill's now on hold. Let's talk to Howard. Morning, Howard.
Good morning.
We just got done talking to Jill, somebody you went on a first date with, and then for whatever reason, she doesn't know, and we certainly don't either. You are totally not interested in a second date, or at least that is the impression. Is that right?
That is right.
Okay. Tell us why, because Jill really wants to know.
Well, did Jill tell you all that we live 2 hours away from each other?
She did not
No.
tell us that.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, she didn't tell me either.
What?
Didn't say that in her profile. And so we had a very nice date, honestly. We went to her favorite restaurant, which now thinking about it is weird that she even had a favorite restaurant 2 hours away from her own home in Tahoe. None of it makes sense. I don't know why she didn't tell me in the first place that she lives so far away.
She lives in Tahoe?
She lives in Tahoe.
Okay, let's get her back on, because I feel like there is a simpler explanation that we aren't considering, and I want to ask her.
Yeah, we better wrap this up with Jill. It's a long-distance phone
okay.
call, apparently. Jill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Jill, I have a question. Are you actually from Sacramento and have a residence here, but you are in Tahoe because you're a travel nurse or something right now?
No.
Your primary residence is in Tahoe.
Yeah.
Why are you looking to date people in Sacramento?
Well, I don't think that is a problem. She can look to date people wherever she wants, but why wouldn't you tell somebody that?
I'm out here just looking for the right person. And also, I don't think it matters if it's like this early in a relationship, if you can even call it that. You know, we're just trying to figure out if we have a spark.
It does matter, though. I'm not looking for a long distance relationship.
Well, it's not a long distance relationship. It's only 2 hours driving.
That's a distance. That is not a short distance. That's not a medium distance. That's a long distance.
No, I think that a long distance relationship involves like getting on a plane. Like 2 hours is nothing. 2 hours is like sitting in traffic.
Jill, do you go into the office or do you work from home?
I work from home.
This could work. It's crazy, Howard. You said you don't want a long distance relationship. Maybe at first it would be, but if you guys really like each other, and she spent the night or spent a couple nights.
Okay, but how do you get to know each other well enough till you get to that point without spending hours and hours in the car? You don't jump to spending a couple nights with the person.
Well, wait. There's also the phone. There's FaceTime. You know, I could spend a weekend there. Like, I just don't think that this is that big of a deal. And again, it's only 2 hours.
Yeah, I like her, but not enough to jump through all those hoops and do all of that just to get her to spend the night at my house.
Wow. Okay. Well,
okay.
I guess that answers that for me.
And we could have avoided all of this if we just were honest about where we live in the first place.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, listen, I felt like we were all having fun until the very end here.
It did get really awkward.
But we're gonna shimmy our way out of this conversation. Sorry, Jill. We tried. But maybe
no,
you know,
that's okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right, good. Second date update on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.